serving Buffalo, Rochester, Toronto, and beyond. You're listening to 99.5 WDCX FM and WDCX FM HD Buffalo and AM 990 WDCX and WDCX HD Rochester, broadcasting in crystal clear HD radio and worldwide at WDCXFM.com.
Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. How's everyone out there today? It is freezing here in Buffalo. I have my winter coat on. Of course, I'm always freezing. Oh, gosh, I'm so glad you joined us this morning. Carrie is away this weekend in Haiti. She's on a missions trip, and she'll be back next week. But we have an exciting, exciting show, which I'm going to tell you about in just a few minutes. And, of course, if you're just joining us for the first time, the Raw Truth is about helping you with your health and fitness goals and really living that abundant life that God has, planned for us in every way and keeping Him front and center in our life. We have Raquel on the phones today, so call in with your questions at 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Steve-O's across from me on the board, and we're going to have a great time today. In the past on some of the shows, we've had a lot of questions about allergies and allergies to food. And, it's the season for sneezing. So a lot of people are, sneezing and what have you. And so we have Dr. Aries Helm, who's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. But first, you might have seen on my Facebook page that I posted a link to WKBW-TV's webpage, and I'm so excited to be back on Channel 7, and I have a special guest when we come back from break this morning who's going to be joining us talking about the kickoff of Fitness Fridays, which I'm back on the air on Channel 7 doing, which I'm so grateful for that opportunity. God has just opened up so many doors. I can't even believe it, and I always say I can't take any of the credit because, when you keep God front and center in your life, He just opens the doors and you just follow. That's all this is all about. So we're going to be talking about the kickoff of Fitness Friday with a special guest, John DeShulo from Channel 7. Channel 7 will be joining me as soon as we come back from our endorsed sponsors. And so I'm so excited about that. And if you missed it, you can see it on my Facebook page at Robbie Raw or The Raw Truth. Don't forget to sign up for my free newsletter. Creative Home Run Services has done an amazing job with my website at www.robbieraw.com. You can go on there at any time and sign up for my free newsletter and get my free fitness tips. And also on The Raw Truth on the Facebook page and RobbieRaw.com. I post a lot of things on there. One of the things that was in the news this week was about the fact that juice is considered, just the same in terms of, how bad it is as soda. Steve's shaking his head. Yeah. So, with my kids, I know over the years I have given them juice, but I've watered it down. Like, Raquel and Chanel did not know that, but I gave them half water and half juice because really, the fiber is out of the juice most of the time. That's, one of the reasons I love the Vitamix that I use in my house is because it keeps the fiber in the juice. One of my favorite juices is carrots, spinach, and apples. It's awesome. If you want to boost your energy in the morning, all you got to do is throw that in the Vitamix, and my goodness gracious, you won't need your caffeine anymore, okay? It's awesome. But the fact is, the fiber is in that, inside the Vitamix, and so some juices take that Vitamix, take the fiber right out, and what happens is it ends up being a very high glycemic, drink, which is similar in terms of, the glycemic index is soda. And, of course, I've talked about soda before and how bad it is, even diet soda with the aspartame, which does cross the blood-brain barrier and can cause cancer and all kinds of health problems. Also, sodium leaches calcium from your bones, and who wants that? Okay, so you got to be so careful. I don't even allow soda in my house. I know, you know, a lot of people do, but you should really consider that. And also, you know, with the fact that juice without the fiber is not good for our kids, not good for us, and what have you. So we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in just a second, and I just want to remind you, if you want to be an endorsed sponsor of The Raw Truth, you can go to my webpage and contact me, and you know, we would be happy to talk to you. John Camerano was on a couple of weeks ago. He is going to be on in a couple of weeks again, a well-known financial advisor, but also does personal coaching as well, and we're going to be here hearing about John Camerano up right now. Next.
Your business partner collapsed in the office from a massive heart attack. Thankfully, he survived, but it got you both thinking seriously about how critical it is to have a proper business succession plan in place.
Hi, I'm John Camerano, your fellow Christian and financial specialist. You and your partner have worked extremely hard for years to build your business into the success it is today. If something tragic were to happen to your partner, I can't express enough how crucial it is to have a working buy-sell agreement in place that protects the future of your business and your family. Call me and we'll evaluate your business together to make sure you have all the proper protections in place.
Call John Camerano today at 716-406-2131 for your complimentary WDCX consultation. John Camerano, a better way to help maximize your wealth.
Registered representative of Park Avenue Securities. Securities products, services, and advisory services offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Neither PAS nor John Camerano provides tax or legal advice.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
We're back live in the WDCX studios in Buffalo, New York. And we have a special guest here today. Maybe you're watching Channel 7 WKBW News. I know Toronto's listening right now, and they got it over there as well. And good morning, John DeShulo.
Wow, Robbie Raw, this is amazing. The energy that you exude on television, on the radio, on Facebook. Can you stand it?
Oh.
This is big.
Well, you know, it's hard to sit in this chair for an hour, but you know me. I like to move around. Well, John is the news director at WKBW, and how long have you been there?
Well, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day. I've been there 29 and a half years, so
wow.
That's almost three decades, a long time.
Yeah.
And I came to Buffalo, and you know, the listeners who are part of the WDCX family, you know, Western New York is such a wonderful community. And I
yes.
came here at 20 years old from Philadelphia, and I thought I'd be here a couple of years. And I left for a little bit in 1988. I went to New York for about 6 months on a show called The Morton Downey Show, if you remember that. It was just horrible. It was so classless. and the people involved had no ethics. And I can say that now because they all agreed, too, that at the time it was just awful. And I came back because the things about Western New York and the things about this community are so centered and so family-focused. And it's about people and doing the right things. And we try to do that on Channel 7, on Eyewitness News, as do all the media outlets in town. And, mm-hmm. and you know, we tell the news. We want to give it to you straight. We don't want to take any agenda. And we want to help people. I think that's the best thing about this community.
Oh, yeah.
That people stick together and help each other. And you know, so bringing you back for Friday Fitness, I got an email. There's your new website. There you are. Wow, she's with the Buffalo Athletic Club. And Robbie and I, for the listeners that don't know, we had worked together with AM Buffalo
yes.
back in the 80s and 90s. And And Robbie was, that was when aerobics, you know, that was the term back then. And Robbie would come in and would pump us up. And then seeing you at all the charity events, it just seemed like a natural. And the morning team was very thrilled to have you in. So we'll see where this goes. This is exciting for us.
Oh, my gosh. It felt like I never left when we did the filming last week at the Buffalo Athletic Club. It just felt, you know, so natural, and like I never left from doing that. Adam said, wow, you really know your stuff. And I said, well, I did it a long time. And we had a daily fitness break back then that I used to do. And I know I remember filming down by the waterfront and everything else. And, you know, Linda Pellegrino and, of course, the staff from the morning, and Sue Dobmeyer. And my gosh, it was so much fun. And then, you know, I said, it's funny because I have said this story a couple of times, but, you know, when WDCX contacted me, when Brett Larson asked me to have my own radio show, people asked me, you know, Robbie, were you praying about that? Like, were you praying to have your own show? And I said, heck no. I wasn't praying. That never even crossed my mind. I was doing, like, fitness breaks. And I remember saying to Brett, oh, yeah, I just want to do my, you know, one-minute fitness break still. And he's like, oh, no, I think you're ready for your own show. And when you contacted me just, you know, last week, I think it was, or the week before, I was honestly, you know, I mean, I've been so busy doing so many things, and my new start at the Buffalo Athletic Club, which I'm so blessed for, it kind of threw me off guard, but I was like, yes, again, you know, God just opens these doors when you keep them front and center in your life. And I just am so grateful for the opportunity, John, to be back there. It's so much fun.
Well, you're welcome. And you know, in the journey that we had prior with AM Buffalo, the show itself changed.
Yes.
And so for whatever reason, you know, the original segments didn't continue. And sometimes things have their cycle. You know, I think we find that in life there are these seasons that we experience.
Right.
And we go through those seasons, and then things change. But we never really lost touch, and we'd see you around. And I think the most important piece of this, and probably with your listeners too, that the positive energy that you bring out, I think, is what's most important. Because it's about being fit, but it's also about being positive. And I think that's as much a part of anything in life, you know,
yes,
to be positive and certainly have that spiritual base. I mean, I'll admit, I pray in the car driving to work. That seems to be my focus time to kind of talk to God and like, okay, God, what do we have today? What are we going to do here? You know,
and, right.
And even dealing with very controversial news stories. You know, this week we had the terrible tragedy of the Coruscanti verdict and the family that was involved, and when you have to weigh and you have to balance it between the family certainly that lost the loved one and the family of the doctor and everyone involved. And you know, you have to reach out. How do you focus that? How do you make that work so you can be fair and balanced? And
right.
The story's going to be very much in the news cycle for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, it's such a tragedy. It is for everyone.
But not to bring it down, but those are the kind of things that you do as a news director. And, and you have to balance that with what you do. Where, you know, the individual that's watching the show gets some benefit out of that.
Exactly. By the way, if you're listening right now, we're on with John DeShulo from WKBW-TV, the news director. You can call in with your questions or comments, 883-5000. That's 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. But, you know, you're exactly right. I mean, it's mind, body, soul, spirit. It's all integrated. And so, you know, I don't know. I always say this, you know, like years ago, my mother instilled in me the fact that I could do anything, you know, through God. And I that stuck with me. Like I truly believe that, you know, it is why God has opened these doors, because, you know, Proverbs 3:5 tells us, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways, not some ways, but all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And so I, you know, quite honestly, I don't pray specifically for, oh gosh, I want to be back on Channel 7 or I want to be, you know, on the air or whatever. I just pray for whatever God's will is for my life for that day and for the rest of my life in all arenas, you know, and I just say, I don't know, you know, how you want to use me, just use me. And it does make a difference, because I think that we have to be ready for whatever God, you know, wants to use us for. It might not be what we think, you know, I think we just need to be ready. And we have a caller. Let's see. And Susan from Lockport. Good morning.
Hi, Robbie. I'd like to thank you for coming back onto television again. I know how busy you are. I watched you years ago, and I'm watching you now. It looks like you haven't changed one bit. Channel 7 is like the icon of Buffalo. It's been there. It's always going to be there. It has a large following just like you, and I love seeing you back on TV again.
Thank you. Well, you must be a morning person.
Yeah, definitely. And if I wasn't, I would get up and watch.
Susan, do you exercise out there in Lockport?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Yes. It's been years since I exercised, and I just got back into exercising, and I have to say I've lost a lot of weight, and it's really helpful to get up in the morning and get that motivation on TV by Robbie. I just am thrilled to see her back on TV again. I wish the segment was even a little bit longer and they did it every day, but maybe that'll come in the future.
Well, Susan, you never know where things may go.
Well, thank you so much for calling and keep watching. And
I definitely will.
All right. Well, God bless
you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice. And and sometimes it's not just exercise. You know, maybe it's eating right and or just like Susan said, just kind of getting up and getting focused, because not everybody can do exercise in the way that you do it.
Right.
But certainly, I think you're just telling people, let's do something to be positive. When I just turned 50 a couple of months ago.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Thanks. I felt very focused about, because it's all about alliteration, coming from the Irv Weinstein School of Television, everything has to rhyme. So you want to be fit at 50. And it was kind of a motivator. And I'm sure some of your listeners have that same thing where, the older you get, the more you realize, you got to try to work to keep it together. It's not like it was when you were 20 or 21.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I always say, when you're 20, you can eat, cookie dough all day and not work out and look like you work out and eat right. But the older you get, the harder it is to, to stay in shape and to be in shape. So, it's a wonderful thing. But I was going to say, for those of you that were listening, today or watching on Friday, it's funny because I want to make sure that everybody knows that, and I think I mentioned it on the air, abs, awesome abs are made in the kitchen, okay? So we not only have to exercise for our body to be healthy and fit, but also, we have to eat right. And you can build muscle by both exercising and by your dietary habits, which a lot of people don't think that. And when you're young, you really, really don't know that. You think that, I exercise for an hour, so now I can go home and, have a hot fudge sundae and whatever I want, and it's going to work. It doesn't work. I mean, and the older we get, John, the more we realize that it doesn't work, right?
It doesn't. I will admit, I had some chicken wings last night.
Oh,
I know. And I this is the worst, where I was working all day. It was a busy day and went to the Red Cross event, the bash, to take pictures. And it literally had very little to eat all day. I like a bagel. And that's the worst, because you're starving your body, and then your body gets so craving food, and then chicken wings.
Right.
But, it's funny because when you don't eat right, or when you do eat right, rather, and then you eat something that's maybe a little bit bad, you really kind of feel it. You feel your body like going, whoa, what's that all about?
It does. It causes you to realize that you're not eating right. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
But
you can interrupt me, fine. I'll just keep talking forever.
Well, you know what? It's okay once in a while to eat that way. I mean, for those of you that are my Facebook friends, you saw a picture of me at the Cheesecake Factory last weekend celebrating my birthday. And, when's your birthday, John?
January 18th.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was last week
or something. No, a few months ago.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and yes, I got one piece of cheesecake between four or five of us. We shared. My mother's like, you got to have your own cake. I'm like, I don't want my own cake. And then my husband went out and got one of those Froyo frozen yogurt cakes, birthday cakes, which he even had some of that because he doesn't eat any cake at all. But that was good. I like that. And once in a while, we can have that kind of stuff. I don't eat chicken wings, but
Yeah, you, we have to, I think we have to cheat a little bit, don't you? Just a little bit.
Yeah, isn't the Greek festival going on?
Yeah, yeah, and you can have a Greek salad. It's okay.
That's a little feta cheese.
It's festival weekend, Robbie.
Oh, my God.
Gus Macker happening this weekend, a lot going on.
Is it the Allentown Art Festival as well?
I believe it's next weekend.
Okay.
Allentown.
Because I was going to say, boy, this is a bad weekend, you know, in terms of the weather for that kind of stuff.
You know what, though? You get through it. I just driving in, there were thousands of young people playing basketball, like Gus Macker. You know, what a diverse community to bring everybody together. To just enjoy sport, you know, and that's nice for Western New York.
Well, people don't seem to mind the weather because we're used to weather around here, so we're not wimps. But
what do they say? What doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. But I am so grateful to be back on Channel 7. I have to tell you, I remember being very, very little, you know, as a child, and hearing on the news, you know, do you know where your children are? And that's still... I love the fact that that is still playing on Channel 7.
Well, you know, we had taken it off for a while.
I know.
And things change, and we felt maybe it was time to retire that and some of the other what we call traditional or iconic elements. And we realized after a few years that the viewers really, they yearn for that.
Yeah.
There is something like the viewer was saying, or the listener that was saying, Susan in Lockport, there's something very iconic about the station. And saying that, which was suggested by a viewer. It was literally a letter that Irv Weinstein picked up years and years ago in the early 1970s at a time when, you know, there was a lot of unrest, and the viewer just said, hey, you know, why don't you remind people, you know, to think about their children before they go to bed? And he did, and it just stuck. And there are some other stations in the country that do that. So it is one of the things that I think that makes us special.
Yeah, and boy, does that tell you the power of viewers and listeners? Just one letter of somebody, you know, calling in or sending a letter in. That's good. That's really good. But it's true. You know, I was sitting there, I think it was last night when it came on, do you know where your children are? My daughter is an EMT, and she was out at Bison Field as a EMT, and I'm like, yeah, I know where my children are. One's in bed and one's in Bison Field. But it's true. You identify with that. But, John, I am so grateful, again, number one, to be back on Channel 7. So every Friday, it'll be on the morning news.
Yes, morning news, Eyewitness News This Morning, Fitness Friday, Robbie Raw. We, as you know, and maybe we'll share with our listeners, we kind of videotape these in bunches. So
yes,
we have the next couple of weeks covered. And then as we move along, maybe in studio or more on tape, and we'll see where it goes. But certainly every Friday it just makes sense. And once again, we're rhyming it, Fitness Friday.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And you know what? Even if you don't work out with me and you kind of watch it, it'll give you some information on, you know, how to stay fit and to be healthy and everything else. And I'm very, very grateful to be back. And, you know, we'll just keep going. And I'll love to have you on again, John.
Thanks. So appreciate it.
I really am so grateful. And you know, hopefully if you missed it, hopefully you go to my Facebook page and you can see the link. And also on the WKBW Facebook page, right?
Yes, it's on WKBW.com.
Web page.
On the web. All right, Robbie. You have a big doctor coming up.
There's, yes.
You know, a real guest with answers to real questions.
No, you are a real guest as well. Dr. Aries Helm is going to be joining me in just a few minutes, and she's an allergist and immunologist, and we're going to be taking your calls and questions about any kind of food allergy, environmental allergy, or whatever. But again, so, John, thank you so much for
coming in,
and we'll have you on again, and I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Robbie.
All right. Well, stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise. And many times, company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
We're back live in the WDCX studios, and I have a special guest here today, another special guest, Dr. Aries Helm. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie.
Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
And, Dr. Helm is a allergist and immunologist as well for the Buffalo Medical Group, right?
Right.
And so tell us a little bit about, you know, what your specialty is within, you know, I know there's a lot of different specialties, asthma, mm-hmm. dermatitis, food allergies, what have you.
Well, my special interest is allergic contact dermatitis, and I also see patients with food allergy, with asthma, with sinus infections, and urticaria. But I'm one of the few allergists in this area that does extensive testing, patch testing, for chemical allergies, fragrance allergies, metal allergies. And the patch testing is quite unique in that it has to be read 48 hours after we place it.
Oh.
And the prototype for this kind of allergy would be poison ivy dermatitis, where you get the rash 48 hours after you get exposed to the plant resin. So this, if you have any reactions, dermatitis, itchy dermatitis to cosmetics and to fragrances, to certain products, we would be able to pick that up on patch testing. And the great thing is that we do have an extensive educational database that we can give you to tell you what products you can use after the testing.
Wow, wow. Interesting stuff. If you have any questions or comments for Dr. Helm, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And by the way, I forgot to mention before, but we are now going to be giving away a three-month membership each month from the Buffalo Athletic Club. So anyone who calls in within the month, your name will go in a hat, and at the end of the month, we're going to be picking a name. And some lucky winner will win a three-month membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club. I'm excited about that. But Dr. Helm, tell our listeners, what is that contact dermatitis that you were talking about? What does that mean?
That means that your skin is reactive to chemicals, molecules that may be preservative in a product, in the metal, in the fragrance material. And it's a part of your immune system, the T cell system, where you develop, you make these inflammatory mediators and your skin gets inflamed and itchy and bumpy and red.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I know my husband has a real sensitivity to fragrances, you know, like perfumes. And, there's myself and my two daughters, so we have to go outside the house to spray on our perfumes or use our lotion. So I did not realize that you were one of the few doctors that actually tests for that as well. And
it's mostly a skin reaction. Does he get skin reactions?
He feels like he's having trouble breathing, not asthma, but I mean, it just bothers his, you know, his breathing and what kind of. I'm going to send him to you to make sure it's legit.
But the allergic contact dermatitis is more of a skin reaction.
Right, right.
And it is treatable. And the dermatologist and I treat it with either steroid creams or steroid shots. But the main treatment, of course, is avoidance. So what we do is the main part of our job, and I'm very proud of what my nurses and I do, is education. If you educate the patients on what they should not use. And the interesting thing is that 80% of the preservatives in products are pretty similar. So if you're allergic to one product, you still may react to another product. So it's good to pick it up if you ever have a reaction.
That's very interesting. I know most of the questions that I get from clients and listeners are about food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And you deal with food allergies as well, right?
Yes.
And some of those more common ones are wheat, milk, eggs, yeast, peanuts, and you said...
Tree nuts,
yes. Mm-hmm. And so what do you do to... And can food allergies be prevented, and what do you do about that?
If you're an infant, people always ask me if breastfeeding for a prolonged period of time will prevent food allergies. And there are some studies, not any good studies, that has proven that breastfeeding for a prolonged period of time prevents food allergies. So I would say the expert panel at the American Academy of Allergy and Immunology do recommend exclusive breastfeeding for the first 4 to 6 months of a child's life.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do recommend introducing solid foods to these patients after 4 to 6 months, even milk and foods that may be very allergenic. In cases, special cases, where kids are at high risk of developing a food allergy, for example, they have a sibling that has severe peanut reactions,
mm-hmm.
We can do oral challenges in the office with peanuts. It is not contraindicated. Mm-hmm. And we don't, the expert panel also does not recommend just testing kids for food allergy if they don't have a history of reaction.
Interesting. You know, we gotta go to our door sponsors in just a second, but I want to talk more about food allergies and immune responses, and also I want to talk about exercise-induced asthma, which actually, ironically, I had for many, many years, and, you know, over the years, it's gotten less and less. I think I want to get to the bottom of, you know, what people can do about that and if it can be controlled, you know, in children too. So anyway, we're on with Dr. Aries Helm with Raw Truth here. When we come back from break, I want to hear from you. 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And don't forget, our new monthly giveaway would be a 3-month membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club. At the end of the month, we're going to put a look caller's names in a hat, and one of you will win a 3-month membership. This is for those who've never won before for a 3-month membership. And you have that opportunity. So call in today with your questions and comments for myself or Dr. Aries Helm, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair. And let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You come home from a long day, and the last thing you want is to spend time making meals. But we know how important it is to be prepared. There's a way to save time and eat healthy. It's Chef Bink's Seasons Healthy Meal System. You get fresh, never frozen meals, prepared and delivered right to your home. The meals change daily, keeping your healthy lifestyle tasty and different. It's like having your own personal chef. Go to chefbinks.com and let them know you heard it on The Raw Truth.
Welcome back to The Raw Truth with health and fitness instructor Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Hello, we're back with Dr. Aries Helm, an allergist and immunologist from the Buffalo Medical Group. I almost said Buffalo Athletic Club. Buffalo Medical Group. And so we were talking about food allergies, and that's probably the number one question that I get from my clients is, you know, and many of them in my transitions class, of course, you know, are concerned about having a wheat or gluten sensitivity, an allergy. And what we do in transitions is we take out wheat and gluten for 6 weeks, and then we introduce it back in, and generally, you know, that's how people recognize, you know, whether or not they have that sensitivity. So when someone comes to you and they're maybe, you know, some of the symptoms that they're having are, you know, rashes or hives or itchiness, watery eyes, runny nose, congestion, you know, whatever, some of these symptoms that they think are from food, what's the first step?
Well, if it's an adult, I usually ask them questions such as, do you get any immediate reactions after you eat wheat? For example, as you're eating the piece of bread, does your lips swell immediately? Does your tongue swell? Does your throat swell? Do you develop hives within 10 to 15 minutes after you ingest the food that you think you're allergic to? That's how usually adult food allergy, immediate food allergy manifests. Mm-hmm. Now, when we're talking about gluten sensitivity, there everybody knows about celiac disease. Now,
right.
Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease, and there are tests, blood tests, endoscopic tests that we can do to diagnose that. And usually the definitive diagnosis is made with a bowel biopsy. You'll see blunted villi, that's the surface area that absorbs the food, with patients with celiac disease. Now, I would say most people would have gluten intolerance or wheat mm-hmm. intolerance, and they do maybe have more inflammation with their skin after ingesting wheat. People with celiac disease have a skin dermatitis that's very unique for them, and that is proven by skin biopsy. We'll do immunological studies, and you can see it on the skin biopsy. And so that's very diagnosable. So there is a difference between gluten sensitivity and celiac disease.
Right.
And what you were talking about is the elimination diet. So if eliminating the wheat from your diet and your skin gets better, then that's a sensitivity, and you may feel better with less bloating and less itching of the skin if you eliminate wheat, but it's not necessary for your health.
Right.
With celiac disease, it's necessary for their health because they are at an increased risk of getting colon cancer, bowel cancer,
wow,
with the chronic inflammation in their bowel. And they would have diarrhea, whereas people with gluten sensitivity do not have frequent diarrhea.
Gotcha. Call in right now with your questions and comments, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 684-2848. Well, I know for myself, because whenever I have wheat or gluten, like normally I have a pretty flat, you know, mm-hmm. abs. I'm telling you, Dr. Aries, when I eat wheat or gluten, mm-hmm. my abs go from here to the wall over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get bloated and I feel puffy. I feel like my joints hurt and everything else. And I don't like that. I try and stay away from wheat and gluten for that reason.
They have found that wheat could be pro-inflammatory. So that what you described are inflammatory symptoms.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why I like the Transitions, you know, system, the anti-inflammatory way of eating, which is, you know, a lot of fruits and vegetables and lean protein and things like that.
And if we do testing, food testing on patients who think that they can't tolerate wheat, with the IgE tests for wheat, usually they're negative. They're not allergic to wheat.
Right.
They don't have an immediate reaction to wheat. But it could be inflammatory reaction, kind of delayed inflammatory reaction.
Interesting. Very interesting. Also, you know, exercise-induced asthma. I know years ago when I was young, I realized that I was babysitting in my neighbor's house, and they had a dog. And I've never had an asthma attack before in my life. I think I was like 11 or 12 or something like that. And I started wheezing and found out later on after through some testing and what have you that I was allergic to dogs and cats and, you know, animals in general, not people. But anyway, so, but then, of course, in my older years when I started exercising, exercise-induced asthma started to come about. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, like here I am, you know, trying to teach classes and what have you early in my career. I really, really had a problem with it. But over the years, I have managed that, and it's gotten less and less and less. So it can be controlled?
It can be very well controlled, yes. First, we would diagnose it with a history and a physical, definitely. Usually, we don't hear wheezing on physical exam unless the person is moving. And there are treadmill tests that we can have people move on a treadmill and then listen to their lungs and do their pulmonary function tests. Pulmonary function tests are tests where the patients blow into this mouthpiece that's connected to a computer, a laptop program, and will show mild obstruction. Obstruction meaning that there's inflammation in the small airway, the bronchioles of the lungs. So that's how we can diagnose exercise-induced asthma. Usually they're responsive to bronchodilators such as albuterol. And you'll see albuterol inhalers being used by athletes, let's say in the Olympics. They'll take two inhalations of the albuterol. And I recommend usually that they do the inhalations 10 minutes before they exercise, 10 minutes before they exert themselves. The effects of the albuterol should be in their system for about 4 hours. But it is a rescue medicine. It is not a maintenance medicine.
So, right. So something like, you know, maintenance medicine like what is it, Proventil or something like that?
Proventil is albuterol, too.
Okay.
But maintenance medicine is more for people who have chronic inflammation in their lungs, and
that's
more of a steroid inhaler.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. So what was I going to ask? In terms of, is it possible to outgrow asthma?
Exercise-induced
asthma?
Oh, yes, it is. Allergies can be outgrown too. As children's lung capacity increases, or their allergies, their immunologic profile could change. They could lose their sensitivity to, let's say, dust, or all those allergies contribute to the inflammation in lungs. So those are kind of allergic kind of reactions. You could lose your allergy to dog. You could desensitize yourself against your own dog by being exposed to the dog every day, or the allergy immunologist could give you desensitization shots against the dog or the cat in your home. And then your asthma symptoms. Asthma has been proven to be very responsive to allergy immunotherapy, which is desensitization shots. And you can outgrow it as your lung capacity grows. Too. So when you become an adult, you could lose your sensitivity to allergens as well as exercise-induced asthma.
If you're just joining us, you're on with The Raw Truth, and I have Dr. Aries Helm, who's an allergist and immunologist in the house here. Call in with your questions and comments, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And, of course, as I mentioned, everybody who calls in, your name will be put in a hat, and at the end of each of our months now, this is new, the Buffalo Athletic Club will be giving a three-month membership to one lucky winner. So when you call in, we'll put your name in that hat for the end of the month drawing. I would like to lose my sensitivity to dogs and cats. And, you know, quite frankly, I go to so many friends' houses where they say, well, you shouldn't have any problem because our dog is anti-allergic or whatever they, you know, it doesn't cause allergies.
They don't shed.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I always end up itchy eyes, you know, stuffed up. It doesn't matter what they say about their dog or you know, why is that?
You could still develop allergies to the non-shedding dogs. Yeah, you could still develop an allergy to their dander. And there is no such thing as a totally hypoallergenic dog.
Well, right, I'm going to write that down, okay? Because all my friends that are listening right now that have dogs that say, oh, you shouldn't be allergic to this dog, you know, I just don't understand why I am.
Well, my allergic patients will ask me, what kind of pets can I own? And I say, non-furred pets, preferably goldfish.
Did you hear that, Raquel? I can only have goldfish. Well, we have a caller on the line. We'll take your call in just a second, but we're going to be back with The Raw Truth in a few minutes. We'll hear from our endorsed sponsors, and one of them, of course, is Morcel Salam Mitchell and his team over there. Boy, I am so grateful for them. You know, I have, you know, the kind of hair that I can do nothing with, but somehow they make it work. So stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth, and Dr. Aries Helm is in the house. Stay with us.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Your business partner collapsed in the office from a massive heart attack. Thankfully, he survived, but it got you both thinking seriously about how critical it is to have a proper business succession plan in place.
Hi, I'm John Camerano, your fellow Christian and financial specialist. You and your partner have worked extremely hard for years to build your business into the success it is today. If something tragic were to happen to your partner, I can't express enough how crucial it is to have a working buy-sell agreement in place that protects the future of your business and your family. Call me and we'll evaluate your business together to make sure you have all the proper protections in place.
Call John Camerano today at 716-406-2131 for your complimentary WDCX consultation. John Camerano, a better way to help maximize your wealth.
Registered representative of Park Avenue Securities. Securities, products, services, and advisory services offered through PAS, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Neither PAS nor John Camerano provides tax or legal advice.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey, everybody. There's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And the show's going fast, so call in. We have Dr. Aries Holm here from the Buffalo Medical Group. She's an allergist and immunologist. And remember, those of you that call in today, your name will go in that hat at the end of the month. One of you will have a chance to win a three-month membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club. I hope to see you in my classes over there. So we do have a call. Let's go to the phones. And hi, you're on with the Raw Truth.
Hi, Robbie. This is Kim. I had a great question.
All right. Awesome.
It had to do with your induced asthma. I was wondering if maybe that subsided over the years because your increasing knowledge in food increased and you realized that the gluten in wheat was no good for you, and because it is an inflammatory, that the inflammation in your lungs would subside over the years because you stopped eating gluten and wheat.
What do you think, Dr. Aries?
Well, that has not been proven by studies that, cutting wheat out of your diet will get rid of exercise-induced asthma.
Hmm.
That has not been proven by good studies. But who knows what may be going on at the molecular level.
Right. And you know, because I've increased my oxygen consumption over the years and keep exercising, that's definitely made my cardiovascular.
You may be in better shape, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. Well, I'm so glad you called in, and we'll put your name in a hat, and hopefully you'll be one of those lucky winners to win a three-month membership to the book.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day. God bless you. All right. So we have another call here in just a second. I'll go to the phones again. But, yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I honestly have felt so much better. I mean, I do feel so much better when I eliminate wheat and gluten. And it's not related to my lungs, per se, but just, you know, in general, like I said,
it
with the inflammation.
It could be the glycemic index
also,
that you don't have that insulin coming out and the fatigue factor.
Exactly. So. Yes. All right. Well, let's take this next call. Amanda, good morning. You're on with the Raw Truth.
Good morning. I grateful for the show because my children have multiple allergies, everything you were talking about, dogs and all of that. But you made a statement that they shouldn't just do a blanket testing of everything. For example, my children have been eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches all their lives, except for my one daughter. She always complains. So they did a test of all of them, and I think most of them had the tree nut allergic reaction, but they've been eating peanut butter jelly sandwiches all their lives. So if you can explain about that.
Did they have any of the described reactions, such as hives, swelling of the lips, tongue, et cetera, after they eat tree nuts or peanuts?
The only one that ever had the reaction was my daughter. Anytime she ate peanut butter, she would say, oh, I don't like this. My ears are hurting me. My mouth is hurting me.
Okay.
So I wouldn't let her eat it.
There is a difference between tree nuts and peanuts. They don't cross-react. For example, you can tolerate tree nuts such as walnuts and be still allergic to peanuts. So there is a difference. And I would have, has she ever been tested by an allergist in terms of food?
Yes, but the reason why I called is because I'm very thorough, and you sound very thorough if you know what you're talking about.
Thank you.
And that's important to me. I use Buffalo Medical Group for a lot of everything. So if I could get the spelling of your name and your phone number, it would be very helpful to me.
Sure.
Get in touch with you and have a detailed conversation about all the allergies that my children have and make sure we're not, being oversensitive when we shouldn't be.
Right. Well, there's only two allergists at the Buffalo Medical Group. It's me, Helm, H-E-L-M is the last name, and then Dr. Reisman. So if you just call the Buffalo Medical Group, 630-1000, and ask for the allergy department, they'll transfer you to the allergy department. But, yeah, in cases where we see documented food allergy, does she have any skin reactions, by the way? Does she have any eczema, atopic dermatitis?
She has asthma. She has eczema.
Mm-hmm.
So she just kind of had everything across the board.
Right. People with food allergies do tend to have other atopic diseases. They're at 2 to 4-fold increase of getting asthma, allergic rhinitis, which is the other name for hay fever, and also for dermatitis. So I would have at least that daughter that complains of discomfort after she eats peanut be evaluated. Now, if your other children have had peanuts and peanut butter without any reactions, they probably can tolerate peanut butter. They're not allergic to peanuts.
That's what I was confused of. Mm-hmm. So they across the board said they can't have peanuts, peanut butter, can't have any baked goods in a bakery because they have this allergy. But they've been eating peanut butter all their life except for that one little lady.
Mm-hmm. So you do have peanut butter in your house, right?
Yes.
And you do have baked products in your house?
Yes, we've had all along until we got this testing, and then everybody was on high alert.
So it sounds like it's been recent. It's a recent diagnosis?
Correct.
Okay. I don't think you need to restrict the whole family, because I believe that peanuts and tree nuts are an important source of food and protein for children. So if you come in and see me, I could talk to you about everything. If they've had it before... and how old are your kids now?
Large family, there's 7 of them, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, and 3.
Okay. They can probably tolerate tree nuts and peanuts. I would say there's no reason to restrict a whole family. Sometimes they are afraid that your daughter may be so sensitive that peanuts in the air may make her react. But it doesn't sound like she gets the throat swelling, which is what we are really worried about, with the throat swelling and the hives after they eat peanuts.
Well, Amanda, I'm so glad you called today. We are running out of time, and Dr. Helm has so much information to give. We didn't get to half of what we wanted to talk about, but how can she get a hold of you again? 88, what was the number?
Well, call the Buffalo Medical Group at 630-1000.
630-1000. So thank you for calling, Amanda, mm-hmm. and, hopefully
thank
you'll call in again and make it a great day. God bless you.
You too.
Wow, so much. I still wanted to talk about sinus infections and all kinds of stuff. We have so much more to talk about, but we're running out of time here. I'm so glad that you joined us today, and my goodness,
Thank you for having me.
Oh, gosh. Well, God willing, we'll be able to do this again. And so, again, if anyone needs to get a hold of Dr. Helm, you can contact her at the Buffalo Medical Group, Dr. Aries Helm. And anyone who called in today, all of you who called in today, your name will go in a hat at the end of the month, and we will pull your name. And hopefully you'll be the person that we pull the name for the Buffalo Athletic Club 3-month membership. So grateful to be at the Buffalo Athletic Club. And again, I'm so glad you joined us today. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'd like to say thank you to my awesome, incredible sponsors, Dr. Ortman Nabi from All Care for Women, Integrity Auto Service, Home Run Creative Services, who created my website, RobbieRaw.com, Morcel Salon, Mitchell and his staff over there, John Camerano, and, of course, Dr. Sam Shacken, who will actually join us next week, the Aesthetic Associates Center. He has lots of information to give you as well. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have self-control. I want you to all persevere this week. Thanks for listening to The Raw Truth. Thank you, Dr. Helm. I'm Robbie Raw, and I'll see you right back here next week. Keep fit, eat clean. God bless.